The machines of war came from across the northern reaches of Talarn. First hundreds, then thousands, then more than a mortal mind could count. They poured out of the buried shelters, long rivers of tanks, flowing down broken roads across hills and plains. Knights, dreadnoughts, and titans walked with them, striding amongst the flow of armour like men wading through a deep river. All flowed down into the plateau which spread across the heart of Talarn's northern continent. Bound by mountains, the Khediv was a great flat dish of land which had swallowed the blood of many since the battle for Talarn had begun. Now the full strength of the Loyalists poured into it without cease. The Crescent City shelter emptied every machine which could move onto the plain, surging to meet the transporters which dropped from orbit to spill more and more machines onto the fog-veiled dust. More and more began to arrive, as the vanguards of forces which had ridden for days began to converge. Many stretched for hundreds of kilometres back across the continent. On the plain of Khediv, the gathering forces marshalled, ordering themselves and pushing outwards as more arrived. Vanguard forces of skimmers took the mountain passes above the plateau unopposed, and within hours the first formations of heavier machines were grinding towards them. The rising sea of iron did not go unopposed. At the edge of the northern polar cap, three iron warriors' strike flights hit a convoy heading south from the Kobolak shelter. The front 5 kilometres of the convoy became a burning grave of machines. Minutes later, three Iron Warriors war groups hit the paralysed line of tanks from the side. Their convoy was annihilated. Its fate screamed across the sky in an orange curtain. To the south, a scratch force of Iron Warriors, Cassidinal armour and Cybernetike maniples met a column coming from Essener shelter, advancing down the remains of the Northern Arterial Highway. The two forces met front on. The long snakes of machines broke apart, spreading across the land to either side of the highway as they each sought to encircle their enemies. An hour after the first Loyalists took the passes above the Khediv, the Iron Warriors struck back. Bombers and gunships poured explosives down on the mountain tops. Rock shattered under the rolling drum of explosions and the heat of the firestorm. Avalanches of cooling rock slid from the peaks and roared down their flanks. Thunderhawks and stormbirds skimmed the detonation wave to drop armoured units into the passes. Those few of the Loyalist vanguard units remaining fought on, but it was not enough. The Iron Warriors held the passes between the rising sea of Loyalists and the Sightless Warren. In the strategiums of the Sightless Warren, the Iron Warriors watched their enemy gather and saw the greatest opportunity for victory and defeat unfold before them. If they thought which of the two possibilities was more likely, none of them voiced their opinion. They waited for word from Perturabo, still in the void aboard the Iron Blood. When that word came, it was as direct as it was brutally simple.
"Strike now with all strength. Hold them to the plains. Choke them in dead iron."
His sons heard their Primarch and obeyed.